what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the bloke with the shiniest car in the car park. Hello, Lee.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good, he's excited because the weekend's coming up. The Hawks playing tomorrow. Mm. Middle part of the day there. You can have a sleep in, do a few jobs.
Exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. You know, I'm going to need a sleep in this weekend.
And get ready. Now, the same temperature's going to get down overnight to -2.
Oh,
so go the extra doona tonight, great man.
Oh, for sure. All righty.
What are the papers saying?
Yes, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, the $3 billion green energy rip-off. Scoop, for a decade, you have paid this much into a climate tax and that has achieved nothing, apparently. A climate change tax has collected $3 billion from Sydney households in the past decade, yet has done virtually nothing to cut emissions. That's as part of a Daily Telegraph investigation, and it's reporting the scheme has become so useless, the government has even stopped publishing its impact. As well as that actress to take stand against Rush, the actress at the centre of a defamation case brought by Jeffrey Rush alleges the Oscar winner touched her breast and lower back as part of a number of sexual harassment incidents a court yesterday heard. And DNA twist in rape horror, a rapist's 30-year reign of terror across Sydney has allegedly been stopped by tracking him down via the DNA of his brother, who's also a sex attacker and rotting in jail. And in the Sydney Morning Herald there, NAB kept breaches secret, according to the regulator. National Australia Bank is under investigation on more than 100 potential criminal breaches of the Corporations Act over allegations that it tried to keep breaches of its responsibilities from the corporate regulator. And Crown is not amused. Casino sues over rooms without a view. James Packer's Crown Resorts has launched legal action against the New South Wales government to block a proposed development from disrupting harbour views from the company's new 71-storey luxury hotel and casino complex in Barangaroo.
There you go. Gee, imagine that. It's like a millionaire's version of the castle, isn't it?
Oh, what a nightmare.
It's just the vibe. It's just the vibe. And, of course, locally with you, we've got a lot of interesting stories and serious stories, but also we've got to mention today, if you've got a smartphone, if you are near a computer at 4 o'clock, the Australian Steelers in the World Rugby Wheelchair Championships are playing the grand final. Now, no host team has ever won the World Championship. Now, Riley will lead the Steelers up against Japan at 4 o'clock. Just Google wheelchair rugby and the site will come up and you can watch it live, Lee.
Yeah, certainly will.
4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, he's a great guy, isn't he? Yeah. He's good to talk to.
Just an inspiration.
Great Port Macquarie local, great man.
He's a good
hopefully
bloke.
Hopefully they get it done.
For sure. Now on the serious side, what have you got for us, Lee?
Yes, so we've seen a lot of hazard reductions lately and that's set to continue with one being conducted this Sunday at Lakewood on a council-managed reserve between the Caravan Park and the Queens Lake Sailing Club.
So if we see the smoke, don't worry.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't call the fire services. It's all being carried out by council in partnership with the RFS and the Fire and Rescue. Starting at 8:30, motorists can expect a park closure of Ocean Drive that will continue well into the afternoon. Of course, smoke is to be expected and some water discoloration for up to 3 days due to the use of hydrants and water flushing, interestingly.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Down to the newsroom you go, and he'll be back on the airwaves of Triple M within about 6 minutes here at the M's.